in her grandmother's custody.
I was running away, not going to school.
And out of control.
Did you also use your grandmother's credit card?
Yes.
You used the card when you left your grandmother's house?
Yes.
Well, then you didn't have her permission anymore.
Was Grandma blinded to the truth?
You had to start seeing that she was charging all this stuff to you.
The reason I didn't see it, because I had surgery on my eye.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Barbara Miller is suing her granddaughter, 16-year-old Marquette Foster, and Marquette's mother, Michonne Gray, for unauthorized credit card charges.
Order. All rise.
Now it's case number 197 on the calendar, in the matter of Miller versus Gray Foster.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Miss Miller, this young lady, this teenager, you're 16?
Yes.
Is your granddaughter?
Yes, ma'am.
She is the daughter of your son who was still in prison?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were incarcerated also?
No, I haven't been in jail in over 17 years.
There was not a time when you were incarcerated recently?
No.
You said that her mother...
Yes, she had went back to jail. And that's when I... Okay. When my cat was 3 months old, my friend got out of drug house. Her and my son was on drugs. That's how I got custody of my cat.
Of your granddaughter?
Yes.
How old was she when you got custody?
3 months old.
And how long did she remain with you?
10. You're about 11 years old.
Is that right?
Yes.
And where was her mother when she had...
Her mother was in out on the street doing stuff, and then she went to jail a couple of times.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And when she was 11,
then her mother came, contacted me, and then her mother wanted to take her back. Then I got sick, so yes, I gave custody back to the mother. Then her mother moved, after she got custody, then her mother moved to Durham, North Carolina. Then they moved to Florida. Then, wasn't quite 2 years, she came back. To
your
Rochester. Yes, my granddaughter and her mother came back to Rochester. Then she gave me custody of my quet back. So I took custody of her again.
You came back and you were living with your grandmother again?
Yes.
How old were you?
I was 12. 12 years old.
And did you stay with your grandmother?
Yes.
For the next few years?
Yes.
And don't poke her.
Oh.
Until you were how old?
Until I was 12 and a half.
And then where did you go?
I was with my mother.
Did you go back to your grandmother?
Yes.
Yes. When was the last time you went back to your grandmother? When was the last time you went back to your grandmother?
I want to say around when I was 14.
When did you leave your grandmother's house?
When I went to placement.
When was that?
I want to say February 12th of 2015.
You went to placement for what?
Because I was disbehaving at home. I was running away, not going to school.
And you came out of placement?
Yes.
And you went back to your grandmother's house?
Yes. No, I was in my mom's custody after I came out of placement.
But that didn't work out?
No.
So that took a short time. Then you went back to your grandmother?
Yes.
You went back into placement?
Yes.
And then from placement again, you moved back to your grandmother?
No, I went to my mother. After placement, the second time, I went to my mother.
When you were in placement and you left placement and you went to live with your grandmother, did you have an ankle bracelet?
Yes.
Did you break the bracelet?
Yes.
In order to do what you wanted to do?
Yes.
And you broke the bracelet while you were at your grandmother's house?
Yes.
Did you also use your grandmother's credit card?
Yes.
Which credit card was it?
It was a blue card.
My debit card.
So far, she gets the drill, right?
Yes.
Where did you get it from?
I got it from my grandmother.
From her or from her purse?
From her.
She gave it to you?
Yes, she handed it to me.
What did she give it to you for?
She handed it to me to buy car parts, and I also ordered some stuff for me.
Car parts for whom?
For her.
And what stuff for you?
I brought hair and clothes.
And did you use the card only when you were living with your grandmother?
No.
You used the card when you left your grandmother's house?
Yes.
And where were you living when you used the card when you left your grandmother's house?
With my mother.
Well, then you didn't have her permission anymore. So you knew you were doing the wrong thing when you took the card and you moved back with your mother and continued to use it.
I was with my grandmother as I was using it.
I said, when you left your grandmother, did you ever use the card when you left your grandmother? You said, yes, I used it at my mother's house.
Yes.
So you took it with you.
No, I didn't take her card.
So how did you use it?
because the credit card information was already on the Amazon account.
So you accessed the Amazon account?
Yes.
In what month did you move with your mother?
She went back to her mother, second week in December 16.
Now, you have to understand, Miss Miller, your granddaughter was in your custody during certain periods of time.
Yes.
When she was in your custody, if she abused your credit card, that's your problem. Pay careful attention to me. I'm telling you what the law is. When she broke the ankle bracelet, she was in your custody when she was released from detention. That's your problem because you are the custodial parent, grandparent, foster parent, your custody. But when she took your credit card information and used it while she was in her mother's custody, then her mother is responsible for her necessities or what she does. So all I want to see are bills. You say she moved into her mother in mid-December 2016. So I want to see what bills she racked up after December of 2016 while she was living with her mother.
Okay.
Okay, don't give me a whole bunch of paper. I want you to look at the paper. Bird is going to give you a pen. I want you to mark those things she purchased after she moved in with her mother.
She started ordering stuff with on my card.
I don't care.
In June.
That's your problem. June of 2015 or 16?
No, 17.
17?
Yes.
Just a second. Was she living with you or her mother?
Her mother.
I want to see everything that she ordered when she was living with her mother when you claim she had no authority to use your card. She said she used it because Amazon already had all the information. Show me what she purchased when she was living with her mother.
All of this here, husband.
No. You said she moved in with her mother December of 2016.
16.
After she moved in with her mother, she continued to purchase things on your credit card, you say, without your permission.
Yeah, it started in 16. It started this year, in June.
If it's June of this year, that's after December 16.
Yes.
So show me what she started to buy in June. Thank you.
Everything is circled.
What kind of video on demand were you watching?
It was Amazon. It was part of Amazon.
Check card withdrawal, Amazon Marketplace, $225 in June. What was that for?
No, that wasn't me.
Wasn't you?
No, that was for her struts.
Amazon Marketplace, $22.98. What is that for, June 14th?
It was a movie.
Did you take out an Amazon Prime membership?
Yes.
Why?
Because in order to get her struts, I had to get the membership.
The struts were in June.
Yes.
This was in July.
Oh, then I don't know.
The struts you told me for $225 were the struts, and that was June 2nd.
Mm.
July 3rd was Amazon Prime membership. Video on, do you watch a lot of movies?
Yes, because all I do is stay in the house.
It's your mother's house?
Yes.
What's $26.30 in July, the end of July? Check card withdrawal, wish.com. What is that?
It was some hair I ordered.
A mirror?
Hair.
Wish.com is more hair?
Yes.
For you or for your mother?
For me.
What do you do with all this hair?
I do my hair.
Okay. Now, at some point, you had to start seeing that she was charging all this stuff to you. At some point, she started in June. Now I'm into August already, so you got another statement.
Yes, the reason I didn't see it because I had surgery on my eye June the 5th, and I wasn't paying attention. No, I didn't know it till August the 3rd. I had went to the bank. July the 31st, me and her went to the doctor. She went to the doctor with me. I had surgery on my eyes. No, I wasn't looking at none of my mail. Then August the
3rd... Was she?
Yeah, my credit and her boyfriend were coming over to the house.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What months are you claiming she collected Social Security wrongfully for your daughter?
February, March, April, and May.
She wasn't with you?
No, I put her in place.
Just a second. That's okay.
And later today...
You let your dog out in the backyard knowing that the fence was vulnerable.
My fence was not vulnerable at the time.
No, you just told me that you fixed the fence multiple times and therefore you're not responsible. I'm telling you that's not what the law is.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Barbara Miller says her granddaughter, Marquette Foster, and Marquette's mother, LaShawn Gray,
over charges on her credit card. The defendants are countersuing, claiming Barbara wrongfully kept Marquette's Social Security checks.
Go ahead.
I didn't realize that she was doing it till I went to the bank August the 3rd. Then I didn't have no money. I had $9.07 in the bank. So August the 4th, I went back to the bank and went inside. That's when I found out that I didn't have no money in the bank. All of my check money were gone. So then I called Michael and I asked her, did you take all the stuff on me? She said, no, grandmama. See, I live by myself. Yes, I had a problem with my eyes. I can't see that good. But then I called her mother and I told her mother. And I said, on this statement, she got moved with the van. She said, didn't nobody do that for my credit. Her and her brother were watching the movie.
Okay, I don't care. You owe $600 for money that your daughter took unreasonably. Now, there was a period of time I have a counterclaim. The counterclaim is that you took some Social Security that you weren't entitled to. And I'm going to come to the defendant. What months are you claiming Miss Miller took checks for your daughter that she wasn't supposed to take?
Okay, Marquette was placed in placement, and she went to Miss Miller's house in March of 2015. February 10th of 2015.
Listen to me carefully. Mm-hmm. When she took care of your daughter, from the time she was 3 months old until the time she was 11, was your daughter receiving Social Security?
No, she was receiving public assistance.
When did she start to collect Social Security disability?
On March of 2014.
With whom was she living when she started to collect Social Security disability?
She was living with her grandmother.
Did you take her to be evaluated?
Yes, I did.
And is that when the Social Security disability started?
No.
When did it start?
It started in 15.
And she was living with you?
She was living with me.
And she moved with her mother when?
December, second week in December of 16.
Now, what months are you claiming that she collected Social Security wrongfully for your daughter? Just tell me the month and year.
February of 2016.
February of 16?
Marquette was put in placement and...
Forget it.
Okay.
What other month?
February, March, April, and May.
Of what?
Of 2016. Marquette was in placement.
That's okay.
Yeah.
She wasn't with you?
No, I put her in placement.
Just a second. She wasn't with you?
Yeah.
That's okay. Your counterclaim's dismissed. You owe her $600 for your daughter's expenses. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I'm not disputing it.
I still love my granddaughter, but I just don't want her to steal from me anymore. Ask me.
She shouldn't have did it.
They said, well, they were going to pay me back, but she never did. She gave me $15. That's all she gave me.
I just hope that we can get back like we was.
She wanted something. She's supposed to come to me, not to take from me. I'm not dead.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Aldava versus Doherty. Step forward.
Anna Aldava is suing Angela Doherty for vet bills and pain and suffering from a dog attack.
Ms. Doherty, you and the plaintiff's sister are neighbors.
Correct.
And your backyards are adjacent to each other.
Yes.
You have a large dog. The plaintiff, Ms. Aldawi, was visiting with her sister with her small dog. And your dog allegedly got off of your property and bit her dog, attacked her dog. She wants the vet bills paid and then some. She wants her vet bills paid. I read your answer, and your answer does not deny that your dog got off your property and bit her dog.
Correct.
Your defense is that it was her sister's fault because her sister did not keep a fence in repair.
Correct.
How long had you been living there?
I've lived at the residence for about 5.5 years.
And this incident happened on what date?
It happened in May.
Is that right?
May 13th, the day before Mother's Day.
And when did the fence become in disrepair?
The day that it happened.
The day that it happened? Was never in disrepair before?
It had been in disrepair multiple times. I had fixed the fence, though, multiple times. And I have...
Just a second.
Oh, sorry.
So you fixed the fence multiple times?
Yes.
This is a common fence?
Yes.
So based upon what you tell me, you knew that the fence periodically was vulnerable to your dog getting out?
Yes.
So I don't get what your defense is.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If it could get out of the property and attack that dog, it could get out of the property and attack a child.
It had
just
gone
a second.
In.
That would not be her fault because she didn't fix the fence. That would be your fault because you didn't have control of your dog.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Anna Aldava says Angela Doherty owes for vet bills after Angela's dog broke through a shared fence and attacked her dog.
Okay, we understand that the dog was injured. She's going to show me vet bills. She's going to show me probably pictures of the injuries. Your dog got out, bit her dog. I understand from your answer that you put the dog down.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. That would suggest to me that the dog had bitten before.
He did get in a fight with the dog down the street before.
So I'd like you to tell me, understanding what I've just said to you, which is that your dog left your property, you knew that there was an unsafe situation, and you let your dog out, not under your control, with a leash, knowing that it could get out, and your dog did get out, caused injury to her dog, which cost her money. Now, you've got 3 minutes to explain to me why you don't think you're responsible for the vet bills.
Well, Your Honor, I feel that it has been taken care of on my side multiple times. The fence was vulnerable, but it was due to the lack of responsibility on their part, not mine.
Not theirs. We're not talking about theirs. We're talking about her.
Okay. So I still stand firm saying that I have more than done my side of the fence. I've maintained
that's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous defense. Actually, more than a ridiculous defense.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, I had taken care of my side. I had repaired it multiple times.
I don't care whether you took care of your side or not. You had a dog that you knew was vicious, that had attacked another dog previously, and you let your dog out in the backyard knowing that the fence was vulnerable.
I knew that my fence was not vulnerable at the time. Therefore, I should be able to let my dog in my own backyard to play.
No, you just told me that you fixed the fence multiple times, and you think that you fixed it enough. The sister should have fixed the fence, and therefore you're not responsible. I'm telling you, that's not what the law is.
Well,
So your feelings are unimportant. It's what the law is. You had a vicious dog. Were you told to put the dog down? Were you told to?
No, I was not.
So you did it voluntarily?
I did, because I didn't want to risk any other injury for anybody.
Smart. How long had you had the dog?
Since it was born.
And how old was the dog?
The dog was about 2.5.
What happened to the other dog it attacked?
They got into a fight. The neighbor was fine with it. She understood that it was just a miscommunication.
Don't tell me what the neighbor understood. Don't tell me how the neighbor felt. I don't care how the neighbor felt or what the neighbor understood. What happened to the other dog?
The other dog had cancer and ended up dying, but it wasn't due to the injury from the
fight. May I see the vet bills, please? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How's the dog doing?
She's doing a little bit better.
You owe her $3,553. That's the total of her vet bills. We're done.
Judge, Your Honor. I'm a paralegal student, and I had to miss school, and now I have to pay an extra month because of the delay.
I just told you what the judgment was, $3,553.
Ma'am,
thank you.
Can I just say that I really feel that it's important to point out that the children of the neighbor were the ones that pulled down the fence, and that...
Just a second. So that you knew that the fence was vulnerable.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, you let your dog out in the backyard knowing the fence is vulnerable. Your dog got off your property, a dog that you knew was dangerous enough to put it down when it was 2.5 years old because it had already attacked another dog. That's something that you should not do. Because if it could get out of the property and attack that dog, it could get out of the property and attack a child on the front porch of somebody else's house.
It had
just a second. That would not be her fault because she didn't fix the fence. That would be your fault because you didn't have control of your dog.
Which I understand, and I
take
full responsibility.
Great. That's the judgment. We're done.
Ma'am, I have a witness saying
parties are excused. You may step out.
She saw them pull the fence.
We're done.
Okay.
You didn't understand what I said.
No, I do.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You were trespassing.
A live-in nanny was no longer welcome.
She hit me, and then she went to hit me again, and then I hit her back in the face. This gentleman said that he had a gun multiple times.
Judge Judy.
It was their fault that the fence was broken in the first place.
The dog just crashed through the fence and attacked Berkeley.
I'm on probation now.
Berkeley deserves this win.
I've had to pay multiple court fees.
I believe justice was done today.
We had to put our dog down and get rid of our other two dogs as well.
It's unfortunate that they had to put their dog down, but if it had already attacked for the second time with Berkeley, then it should have been put down.